Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Eugenia Fernandez de los Ronderos Jimenez.
That's me. That's too long. Too long. I know. Always takes trouble in the customs when you try to get to see my family in the U.S., but yep.
Oh, man.
Okay, so that's, so say, tell me how to pronounce your name. I want to make sure I say it correctly.
Eugenia.
Eugenia, I am Conando.
Encantada, Conando.
Sí. Tell us, Eugenia, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where are you right now in the world?
So right now I'm in Madrid, Spain, from my house. And I work here as a physician resident in a hospital.
Oh, okay. Very good. You work in a hospital and you take care of people. That's very good. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned that you have American relatives. Is that true?
Yeah, my fiance, he's American. He's Irish American, Sean Dempsey. Pretty Irish.
I like
American
how your accent
name.
Dropped.
Yeah,
on that.
Wait, your fiance is Irish American, and his name is Sean Dempsey.
Here in Spain, people call him Chang Sin if they see it written. Because people cannot really pronounce his name, so.
Yeah, well, I'm sure anything's okay with Sean.
Yeah, he goes by Juan sometimes when he gets tired.
Yeah, guess what?
When he really saying his name, right?
The Irish, we just don't care. As long as we're welcomed in and someone has something to drink and something to eat, we're fine, you know? Yep. Call me whatever
and
you
that's
want.
That's how it is here. Yep.
So tell me a little bit, how did you meet this guy?
We met in 2016. He went to study abroad. He came actually to my hometown, Seville, it's in southern Spain. A lot of Americans go to study there abroad, actually. And we fell kind of in love, but it didn't make any sense. I was 19 and I was studying medicine. After a year, we met again. And that's how we decided, like, if in 1 year we couldn't meet anyone that fit that.
Well, I don't think it's
worth trying.
Okay, Eugenia, I don't think it's that you couldn't meet anyone. I just think he was the special one. He was the one.
He was the one.
I don't think you should go around telling him.
He's fine.
I waited and when it just no one came along.
Like, you'll do.
You'll do.
He's fine. He's got used to the Spanish way of being in a relationship with a Spanish woman, so he's fine.
Okay, well, what are the differences, say, between a Spanish woman and an Irish Catholic guy? What's the biggest difference between you? How have you had to change him?
That's tough, because I think we actually have a lot of things in common, like Southern Spanish people and Irish people, but probably, like, the drinking culture sounds weird, but, like, we can start drinking at 12 in the noon, like 12 p.m., and then end drinking at 4 a.m. after being the whole day with our friends, eating and everything. But he and you guys, like, struggle with that type of culture when you get smashed.
Hold on a
in
second.
30 minutes. And yeah.
You guys? Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let's clean up a few things here, Eugenia, if that's even your real name. You're saying that you guys can start drinking at noon and you can go to 4 a.m. and it's no problem, right? That you can tolerate it. Yeah. You're fine. You pace yourselves. And are you saying that what is he and his family do that's different?
Just, it's the less, start earlier. Way earlier, like breakfast early, and finish before lunch.
and maybe okay. Sean may have a problem.
Yeah, this might not be an Irish.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's. I mean, so he's starting at breakfast, and then at noon he sort of passes out.
He's been 4 years in Spain. He's got a rehab since.
What?
Oh, shit. He's been 4 years in Spain, so already living here with me. So he came along with the culture here, and now he's totally fine.
Oh, okay. We thought you meant... We thought you meant he went to rehab, and suddenly we weren't laughing.
And it wasn't a joke.
But now that we've learned he hasn't gone to rehab, we think it's really funny again.
Language barrier.
And now it's fantastic. Now, it's fun when you can laugh about it. What about, okay, drinking aside, what are other things that maybe were different about the two of you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think the biggest main thing at the beginning of our relationship was PDA. We don't have that in Spain or Europe.
What do you mean?
Say.
You don't have
public display of affection.
You don't show affection publicly, or you do?
We do, and we don't care about what other people think. So it was very violent for him at the beginning. He was raised part of his life in the Midwest.
Oh boy!
So, But then he told me about that, and I learned to respect it because it's a cultural difference. At the beginning, I thought he didn't like me because he was like kind of.
Oh no! Let me explain something to you, Eugenia. I think it is a very Irish thing, which is we are kind of uptight, and we don't show a lot of public displays of affection. Whereas, of course, I know it's a. But you, when I think about Spain, I think of people being very open. With their with their emotions, and so
you don't even know what to do with your hands right now.
Oh, you want me to simulate? You want to simulate?
Trying to find the word.
You can't even do private displays of affection.
He's speaking Spanish. He's kind of flamenco-ish.
Eugenia, let me explain something to you. I've been married for 21 years, and my wife has never seen me naked. Never. When I take a shower, I'm wearing a business suit.
But this is her choice, though, right?
She saw me once and she said, I demand that you wear a five-piece suit. I didn't even know what a five-piece suit was. But Eugenia, there is a difference, which is we're more repressed. And I think, but I've learned, I'm heavily medicated. I also drink a lot. And I live now in Southern California. And I've changed a little bit, and I think I could talk to Sean, and I could help him with his fear of public displays of affection, because you're a very beautiful woman. I think he should be able to embrace you openly.
What is that?
You are so awkward.
Oh, my God. It's like you're holding a tuba.
So awkward.
Well, listen, I'm assuming she's wearing a parka. Yeah, it's cold. Sometimes it gets cold.
Is it a hug? Are you hugging?
Yeah, what are you doing the Heimlich?
I'm sorry. I don't know how to act this out.
Oh, my God.
Eugenia.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to talk
to... Let me do your finger, yeah.
No. You're a very beautiful woman. I was just... I don't want to put, even on your imaginary self, I don't want to get too close because of, I think that's, the whole Me Too thing. So I'm being very, I'm showing, even in an imaginary way, I'm showing a lot of respect and distance.
A lot of space.
I'm giving you your space. But anyway.
Free marital counseling we get for Sean, I think. Maybe you could show him a little bit the ways.
What?
You want
he
me
would
to,
show you?
You want me to show Sean... Give him some premarital counseling on how to be more affectionate in public?
No.
Maybe it could be a two-way kind of relation where maybe your wife will be also happy that he tells you some tips about it since you're also struggling.
No. Listen, we're not getting my wife involved in this, okay? And it's not a two-way if my wife's involved. Listen, Eugenia, I feel for Sean. Because I know what he's going through. We are an uptight people. And so what you're saying is, and I'd like you to actually say this, do you think that I could come and help Sean with his public display of affection issues?
I think you'd be very helpful with Sean and his public display of affection issues. I do.
You think I could maybe help him and coax him to be a little more of a Latin lover, so to speak.
Oh yeah, like a coach, like a kind of a coaching.
Eduardo's laughing really hard right
That's
now.
That's okay. I'm getting what I need to get.
Do you just need someone that can speak the dead language of Latin?
No, I know exactly what I'm doing and I won't be pulled off track by you idiots. So So when is this wedding taking place?
It's March 15th next year in Seville.
Okay.
Spain.
I'd very much like to be at that wedding.
Oh, boy.
You will be very welcome. I think, I don't know what your wedding planner skills are, but I really need help to with my Irish-American guests over 30 to navigate the Spanish drinking culture and also Sean's fear of displaying affection in our own wedding.
Okay, this is what I'm going to say. I would happily help plan your wedding, okay? I would do that. I would plan your wedding. And my only recommendation is that the Irish Americans are restrained in their seats. And that no alcohol is anywhere near them. And all the Spanish people can drink as much as they want, but not a drop for these Irish bastards. Not a drop.
Oh.
And so...
Do you think that's an easy job?
I think I can handle it. Let's just say I've been down this road before. So, I will help you navigate this because...
Thank you.
I know what you're going through. And I feel like I have... Clearly, I understand where Sean is coming from. You know, he's shy. He doesn't know about making out in public. What's wrong with that?
Did you make up that he's shy?
Yeah,
he might not
that.
Be a shy person. Yeah.
Wait, he's not shy?
He could surprise you.
Yeah.
Well, you think he's going to make a pass at me?
He might be funnier and pump some jokes. They're like, ooh, wow.
No,
I thought you were shy.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. No, I just meant physically. That's all. Physically shy.
I thought you meant like he's a shy person.
Oh, no. I just meant physically shy about
in public
displays of affection.
Gotcha,
if you're
gotcha.
Not. Yeah. Well, having a great time with her. It's you guys I can't seem to get in sync with.
Like,
should try reading the research, huh? What's that? Oh, what is this?
No, it's interesting because with like, for example, like in flamenco dancing, it's very expressive type of dancing.
Yep.
And when he dances flamenco, he actually does a good job.
Yes.
He expresses himself well. But in other fields, he doesn't succeed. He doesn't succeed as much.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like what other fields?
Like showing... real affection, like what you said, like physical affection.
Yeah.
Like in public.
In public. Yes, I'm sure.
Listen,
all Irish men, we're a little stilted and stuff in public, but in private, we are very passionate.
Come on.
And I am. I'm sorry. I'm going to speak up.
I've never heard that.
What's that?
Never heard that before.
You've never heard that
she's
before.
She's engaged to an Irishman.
Eugenia, I'm not sure I can make this wedding. I want to help you, but you've got to work with me here and at least pretend that I'm a very sensual man.
I've seen you in other stuff, and I think you can pull your sensual self when you want to.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. No, it's very true. Mm-hmm. I can be very sensual when the time comes. When it's time, then I can be quite sensual.
When the time comes.
When the appropriate moment has arrived.
7:30 p.m.
When
time
I can touch
to be
it.
Sensual.
And Cialis.
Saturday night for
Cialis will make sure you're ready when the time comes. All right. Well, you know, I'm going to do my best. By you. I really would like to try and help you. I'm obviously much older than Sean. I'm a very old man. I'm sure you can see.
You don't look that old, I have to be honest.
Oh, really?
You keep yourself in good shape. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I try.
Yeah. You can tell.
I haven't had any work done on my face yet.
You look suspiciously healthy.
Conan O'Brien, suspiciously healthy.
Wait a minute. I look suspiciously
what do you do
healthy.
To look that John?
Do you think?
What
do you think that I'm doing something to my face or to my body?
I think it's either Botox or that you're using a lot of sunscreen because of your skin tone and everything, which could be both. But
well, first of all, I will tell you, I've never ever done Botox ever in my life.
Yeah.
Because I'm a comedian and I always worried like that, for, you know, that stuff freezes up your face and this thing's my moneymaker.
Oh my God.
But I don't use a lot of sunscreen. I just have never gone outside in my life.
Okay. That explains a lot.
Sexy, huh? Does Sean go outside much?
he does and he gets burned. That's why he uses a lot of cream, sunscreen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always good when a man applies many creams.
Yeah. It's not sexy at all to wear sunscreen all the time.
Well, it's not sexy to say, I'll be right with you, Eugenia, for our walk where I never touch you outside. But first, I must apply my creams. That's not good.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish holding hands, it's actually eye contact in. Like, that's probably the first base that you guys
Wait, he doesn't make eye contact with you?
Eye contact, it's hard, yeah, for him.
Have you had his eyesight checked? Maybe he can't see you.
Maybe that's why he's always
maybe he's so drunk by noon that he doesn't know which Eugenia to look at.
I love you and I love
I mean, yeah.
Well, is Sean aware of my tomfoolery? Has he ever listened to the podcast or anything?
He has, yeah. He went back to you through me. I brought you back to him, and he also is a huge fan.
That's nice. That's important for me to know.
It is, yeah. Respect.
Because if he's not a fan, I'm not going to help him, you know?
No. I mean, he can always pretend, but...
Does he know that you're getting advice about your relationship from Conan on here today?
He's aware, and he wishes he could be here with me, but
well,
I think he will surprise me a bit.
I think... Eugenia, I am. I would like to help you. I really would, and I'd like to talk to him because, as I say, I know where he's coming from. I used to be, believe it or not, I used to be an uptight Irish guy, but I've changed. Oh. I live in Southern California, and I've done a lot of work on my body. I've read the Kama Sutra.
Oh boy!
God!
Yeah, I didn't know it was the Kama Sutra. I thought it was an in-flight manual.
In some ways, it is.
Yeah, I thought it was what to do in case of a crash. I didn't know why these people were getting together during a plane crash. But anyway, I feel like I could be. And I also would like to get in touch with my, I think I have an inner Latin side, an inner Spanish side that should come out.
I think many Irish Americans do have a Latin, repressed Latin soul in them. And when they release them, it's like a very interesting experience. I will get on camera. Yeah.
Very good.
I'll be recording for you guys.
Well, I do not wish my sensual side to be recorded. We did that once, and it's doing very well in Switzerland. it's a film that's I'm trying to live down, but I performed well. Listen, I want to thank you for talking to us, and I want to wish you and Sean the best. He's got
Thank
an
ins- you so much.
What'd you say?
I'm just so defeated.
Well, I just looked over at Sona and this is what she was doing.
Wait, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what's wrong with me?
Why are you defeated?
I don't want to hear so much about your sexual prowess. And I think that it's kind of sad that you're saying so much.
I'm only talking about it so much because, you know, of my failings.
Yeah, but you...
That is sad.
That is sad.
Yeah, yeah.
You get very squeamish when women talk about, like, certain parts of their bodies. And you're going to go teach this guy about how to be more sexual. It's just funny.
Sona, Sona's a little extreme. She talks about things that normal people don't talk about.
Oh, okay.
She's very graphic. And I don't get that sense from Eugenia Fernandez de los Ronderos Jimenez.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't think she's walking around talking about various graphic things. I think she just wants some eye contact and some more, a little sensuality from her man. That's all you want, yes?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Show us again how you're going to hold her.
Yeah.
I'm going to teach him to hold you like this.
Like a koala.
Yeah. Him giving you a eucalyptus leaf. And that's the, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you that's went, ooh, wasn't that kind of sensual, the eucalyptus leaf?
You learned
leaf?
That in Kama Sutra?
It's the special Australian edition, yes. Well, Eugenia, I love talking to you. Congratulations on your upcoming, I love this word, nuptials. And tell Sean that Conan says hey, and Conan's going to help him.
Thank you so much, Conan. Thank you so much, guys. Nice to meet you all.
Bye-bye. See you later. Bye-bye.
Adios. Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sona Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Jeff Ross, and Nick Liao. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. supervising producer, Aaron Blaird. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Get 3 free months of SiriusXM when you sign up at SiriusXM.com/Conan. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.